We're good. You alright, Rory?
Yep.
Obviously, you've made some strides last week. What has been the main focus of what you need to work on this week?
Really good to get over the line last week against Essendon. Really disappointed, you know, the game against Adelaide. We narrowed the focus for Essendon, and again, we narrowed the focus going, you know, up to Canberra this week. GWS, we find a really strong outfit, you know, full of talent. So for us, again, it's just about winning back respect, getting that internally from our players and our coaches, but also making sure that we're playing more consistent, you know, playing every quarter, every minute of the quarter, and just trying to put in a consistent performance from week to week.
Is that consistency and that focus been more about when you've got the ball or more when they've got the ball?
Well, it's a bit of both. You know, you see teams now are, kicking 100 points plus. Round three at the moment, there's seven teams, you know, averaging 100 points plus. Last year at this point, there was only four. So, you know, there's a strong beast out there at the moment, and that's offense. And teams are making defend 100 points plus. So we don't want to be a team that wants to defend 100 points plus every week. So we've done a lot more work in that area defensively. We've set up a little bit more differently with our mix down there, but also the way that we do attack, knowing that sometimes the way that we play, there is going to be opportunities for the oppo to score.
How tough is it going to be to set up against their midfield group?
Oh, very tough. You know, they're highly talented. Kenny and I went to Canberra a couple of weeks ago against Geelong, and you got Selwood and Dangerfield in there, Duncan, Motlop, you know, and they did a real strong job on those guys. So we know that a big part of the game is going to be in around the midfield, who can get the advantage there. Scully's in really good form. Shields is a great player, and they've got some quality forwards as well. So we just need to be strong. As soon as the ball bounced in the first quarter, be really strong, set the tone early. Don't wait to bring a strong contest halfway through the first quarter if you're four or five goals down. We've got to make sure we bounce into the game really early.
I was going to say on that, because they are a young team that can get ahead of steam up if you let them. Is the start even more important against them this week than?
Yeah, well, we've seen the start last night, you know, with West Coast, knowing that Richmond would want to come out and be strong and bold, you know, early, and West Coast just put that fire out pretty quickly. So, you know, we're going up there. It's our first trip away since Richmond at Etihad. Good opportunity for the boys to get together. One focus is to make sure that we start really strong.
Is that as well, not really knowing what's going to be happening in the fourth quarters with the still the unknown about the rotations and the fitness levels of guys?
I think you just need to take quarter by quarter. You know, we need to make sure that we become known for consistency throughout, you know, every passage of play, every stoppage, every quarter. And I think that's the level that we're trying to find.
How important is it to get Chad and Hamish back?
Oh, very important. You know, they're two quality players. Talent only takes you so far, you know, and I just hope that the whole group does not relax, knowing that Chad and Hamish are back, that, you know, they're certainly going to help. They're going to, their experience and their talent is part. But, again, we need 22 guys putting in a strong effort.
Up against Mumford, how much pressure is Lobie under to not put the balls in the hand of Callum Ward and Dylan Shiel and these quality midfielders like that?
Yeah, well, Lobes broke even with Jacobs a couple of weeks ago. Hickey got the better of him in round one. You know, we're sort of balancing out. You know, we're a bit more even in hit-outs now. He's doing a really good job. He's got support. You know, Lab Westhoff, Tringo, guys like that can support him. He knows that every week there's a big challenge, you know. There's some really good rucks around, and Mumford's a strong competitor. He loves to win games, but he also loves to win contests. So, that'll be a really good battle throughout the game.
In the last game here at Adelaide Oval, there's a bit of niggle in the game between Port and GWS. Are you expecting the same kind of thing about the GWS to take it up to you guys like that?
We expect that in every game we play, and it's a little bit of, how we need to start, you know, and again, the focus for our boys this week is to make sure that we get off to a really good start. You know, strong contest, first ball there, you need to hit it nice and hard and set the tone for the oppo.
Beautiful.
Thank you, mate.